The head of Venezuela's opposition is calling for a boycott of regional elections this month. It's a way to protest against the country's authoritarian leader, Nicolas Maduro, amid evidence that he stole last year's presidential election. But the call for an electoral boycott has deeply divided the opposition, as well as one of Venezuela's most prominent political families. John Otis has more.
Turnout was massive in Venezuela's presidential election last July. Although opposition leader Maria Corina Machado was banned from running, her stand-in candidate, Edmundo González, won by a landslide, according to voter tally sheets. However, President Maduro refused to give up power. González fled overseas as security forces arrested thousands of protesters. Machado, the opposition leader, remains in Venezuela, but she's in hiding. And unlike last year, when she convinced millions of Venezuelans to vote, she's now urging them, through videos on social media, to stay home during elections for the National Assembly and state governors on May 25th.
Ir a votar una y otra vez sin que se respeten los resultados no es defender el voto.
Until Maduro recognizes that the opposition won last year's election, she says, taking part in another round of voting would only legitimize Maduro's regime. One politician endorsing the boycott is Juan Pablo Huanipa, a former opposition congressman.
Puede ser perseguida y puede ser encarcelada.
Amid Maduro's crackdown on dissent, he says Venezuelans who vote for the opposition could be tossed in jail. He adds, you can't ask people to go to their own sacrifice. The Huanipa family has itself paid a huge price for getting involved in politics.
Y yo estoy en la clandestinidad. Esa es la situación.
Fearing arrest, Juan Pablo Huanipa says he's gone into hiding. His brother, Pedro Huanipa, who worked for the opposition mayor in the city of Maracaibo, was detained in September.
Ese financiamiento asciende al monto de 6,000.
That's Pedro Huanipa in a video from prison in which, according to relatives, his captors forced him to confess to corruption charges.
Pero nada,
Pedro Juanipa's wife, Carol Figueiredo, says she's been unable to visit him in prison or even talk to him on the phone. Yet, for all the pain and agony, Figueiredo plans to vote in this month's elections. She says that's what her husband, as well as many other opposition politicians, believe is the correct strategy. They also complain that Machado, the opposition leader, called for a boycott without consulting them.
No darles en bandeja de plata.
Figueiredo adds that past electoral boycotts backfired because they simply surrendered more power to the Maduro regime. To avoid such an outcome, a third Huanipa brother is out on the campaign trail holding town hall meetings. Tomás Huanipa is a former legislator who's running for his old seat in the National Assembly.
En dictadura, el voto es un mecanismo de resistencia.
Under a dictatorship, voting is a method of resistance and protest, he says. It shows that you are not surrendering, that you are still fighting. David Smildy, a Venezuela scholar at Tulane University, points out that even when elections are deeply unfair, there can be surprises. He points out that in Chile in 1988 and Nicaragua in 1990, upset victories by the opposition helped those nations transition to democracy.
That doesn't mean that every election you win that the government is then suddenly going to give over power. But it's like playing soccer, you know? It's like you got to get the ball in the area and get it in front of the goal. And then, you know, one time out of 10, you're actually going to get that goal.
Others say the opposition should use this month's balloting as a warm-up for a battle with much higher stakes, a voter referendum on the Constitution that could happen later this year. Maduro wants to rewrite the Magna Carta to make Venezuela even more like totalitarian Cuba, says political analyst Eugenio Martinez. And unless the opposition mobilizes to block these changes, Martinez says, elections of Venezuela may no longer matter. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.